Child of the Sit-Downs, The Revolutionary Life of Janora Dollinger, by Carlton Jackson, published by Kent State University Press, Kent, Ohio. Copyright 2008 by the Kent State University Press. Preface. Janora and Luther. Writing about the relatively unknown 19th century politician Felix Grundy, historian Joseph H. Park says, "The stories of the lives of the so-called great men of the nation have been told and retold, but little has been done toward giving due credit to those who made them great. Leaders do not spontaneously spring into national prominence. They owe much to those lesser figures who, for the most part, remain behind the springs of action." While Janora Johnson Dollinger would not have liked to be referred to as remaining behind the springs of action, almost always thinking of herself on the cutting edge of events, that is essentially the part she played in matters of unionism and feminism. She never became a forerunner in either movement, but she assisted enormously those at the very top. Who were they? The list includes John L. Lewis, Norman Thomas, Betty Friedan, George Meany, Owen Bieber, the three Ruther brothers, Walter, Roy, and Victor, and several other luminaries. Janora helped these people get to the top of the list, and to stay there. If Janora helped the top to acquire and retain power and influence, her contributions also traveled in other directions. She could meet Norman Thomas at 10 in the morning and John Doe at noon and be equally comfortable with both. She could relate not only to the rich and famous, but to the common worker as well. Perhaps she could be called a pivotal figure between what was often intellectual unionism and real or practical unionism. I raise these points because my father, Luther Jackson, was a